Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos. We are up to the 8th perek. Mishnah Zayin. Misha achal v'shachach v'lo birech. Someone who ate a meal. Certainly this refers to someone who had a meal with bread. The Rishonim, the Gemara Rishonim discuss, what about if one had mizonos? What if they had even a grape? One of the shiva saminim? Would this halacha apply? The Mishnah continues that the person ate and they forgot they didn't bench where they were. Beishami omrim yachzum komo. Beishami is of the opinion they must return. They must go back to where they ate originally and bench there. Again, possibly even when it comes to an alamichya after mizonos, that would apply as well. Ubeisilo omrim, and Beisilo disagree, and they say, no, yivarach b'makom sheniskar, wherever you currently are, the new location, one can bench there. The Bar Tanura, citing the Gemara, points out that this machlokas is referring to a situation where it was a b'shogeg, that you forgot to bench, mishashachach. But b'mezid, if you intentionally left, knowing that you didn't bench, then one would not be allowed to bench in the new location, but rather one must return to where they were originally. There's a whole discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, quoting various Rishonim, as to how exactly we paskin, we rule in this particular case. In fact, does a person have to return? And so the halach is, ideally, even b'shogeg, if you left unintentionally, one should return. But b'diavid, if you're already in that new location, one can follow the opinion of Beis Hillel and bench there as long as you had left only a b'shogeg. Another option for the person to do is to eat some more food, some more bread in the new location. And that'll be a continuation of the original meal, and then they would be able, in that case, to bench where they now are. The Mishnah continues, Adi Masai hu mevarech, ad kadesh yisaka hamazon shimeyav. How long does a person have following their meal to bench? At what point is a person required to bench? So the Mishnah rules that you can bench as long as the food has not yet been digested inside of you. But once it's been digested, that's too long of a wait, and therefore at that point one can no longer bench. Says the Bar Tanura, calls manchin a rav machmas osa achila husimin shlo nesak el hamazon. And how do you tell? How do you figure out at what point the food is digested? It depends whether or not you're hungry. If you are not hungry, you're still full from the previous meal, so that's a sign that you can still bench. But if you are at this point hungry, you want to eat again, so clearly the food has been digested and you would no longer be allowed to bench. The Gemara also talks about the notion of walking, the amount of time that it takes to walk for a meal, which there's a discussion how long that is. If you look at Halacha Lamaisa on the Mishnah Berurah, so we say that's about 72 minutes, and that's what many people do today, that's the amount of time that a person, within 72 minutes of finishing, concluding their meal, they could still bench, but after 72 minutes, one would no longer be able to bench. The next Mishnah, the last Mishnah, the Parak, Mishnah Ches, Balem Yain La'achar Mazon. Vein sham ela osa kos. The meal is concluded. You haven't yet benched. And now someone brings wine and you're interested in drinking that wine. But at the same time, there's also a requirement, or at least ideally, we want to use the wine for Birchas HaMazon. And so the question is, do you have to wait to drink the wine until after you bench? Or no, can you drink the wine right now, even though you won't have wine? This is your only cup. You won't have wine for Birchas HaMazon. So Beishami Omri Mevarach Al Yayin. Beishami says one is allowed, in fact, to drink the wine right now. V'yachakach Mevarach Al HaMazon. And only afterwards bench, even though you won't have a cup of wine. Ubeisilo Omri, but Beisilo disagrees. And Beisilo says Mevarach Al HaMazon. No, you have to save the wine for the benching. V'yachakach Mevarach Al Yayin. And then you'll make a Bori Pir Gafen. And then you will drink the wine. The Bar Tanur explains that the issue here is whether or not Birchas HaMazon to Una Kos. Does benching require a cup of wine or not? Beisilmos Avi Birchas Mazon Tunin Kos. Clearly, Beisilmos is of the opinion that that benching does require a cup of wine, and therefore, even though you may be thirsty right now to drink the wine, if it's your only cup, you have to first bench and only afterwards drink the wine. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, there's also a discussion how we paskin. And ideally, when one at least has three people together, they should use a cup of wine to a bench. The Mishnah points out that many people are not noega this way, don't have that custom. But ideally, if one is able to do that, certainly that is preferred. The Mishnah concludes, only in Amen Achar Yisrael Hamavarech. That you answer Amen after you hear a Jew say a bracha. You hear a Jew say a bracha, Bori Pra'etz, Bracha Ta Hashem, Lekinu Me'acholam, Bori Pra'etz. Answer Amen. However, Ve'in Onin Amen Achar Kusi Amavarech. However, if you hear a Kusi, where we saw a few Mishnayos earlier, the Kusim were these people who lived towards the latter part of the period of the first Beis Hamikdash. And there's all question whether or not their conversion to Judaism was a valid conversion or not. And the time of the Mishnah, they often did assume it was a valid conversion, but they weren't always so careful in every single mitzvah. And some things they did better than others. At the time of the period of the Gemara, we already assumed that that they're not properly observing Judaism, and we don't treat them as Jewish. But here, this Kusi says a bracha. So can you answer Amen to the bracha? So says the Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes you can't answer Amen to their bracha. Anshi yishma kol habracha. You have to hear the entire bracha. You have to hear them say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. If you just hear the Bori Pra'etz without what preceded that, you can't answer Amen. Why not? Says the Bar Tanura, Shema Berach Lahar Grizim. They worship on this mountain of Har Grizim, which is right outside of Shechem, and could be that instead of invoking God, they invoked some deity that they are worshiping, that they feel connected to, and one cannot answer Amen, certainly to such a bracha. So if you hear the entire bracha and you hear them and say God's name, Hashem's name, so only then can you recite, can you say the Amen to such a bracha. The Gemara points out that this entire discussion about answering Amen is talking about when you're not interested in fulfilling the mitzvah or the bracha itself at that time. It's not a situation of yatzah motzi. It's not like someone saying a bracha on your behalf. If someone's saying a bracha on your behalf, everyone's going to agree. Even if a Jew is reciting the bracha, you only answer Amen, and you only can fulfill the mitzvah if you heard the entire bracha. You can't just hear the end of the bracha. But here it's talking about you're not interested in fulfilling the mitzvah through that person. You just you heard someone say a bracha. So should you answer Amen? So if it's a Jew, even though you didn't hear the beginning of the bracha, but the assumption is, of course, the Jew is praising Hashem, so one should answer Amen. But when it comes to the Kusi, so then only if you hear the entire bracha, only at that point, and you actually heard God's name, only then would one be able to respond and should respond Amen.